The woman who was half of a legendary Nashville songwriting team, Felice Bryant, died today in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. She was 77 and had been diagnosed with cancer. Along with her husband, Bootalo, Felice Bryant wrote hit after hit, including this one, which launched the Everly Brothers' career in 1957.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love.
Together and separately, Felice and Bootalo Bryant would go on to write many songs for the Everly Brothers, Brand New Heartache, Problems, Take a Message to Mary, and
Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
The Bryants were Nashville pioneers, among the first to move there solely to pursue a career in songwriting. Their songs would go on to be recorded by more than 500 singers, among them Elvis Presley, Bob Dylan, Sarah Vaughan, and Ray Charles. In 1991, they were inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Felice Bryant was born Matilda Genevieve Scaduto. She was working as an elevator operator in Milwaukee when she met Bootalo, a classically trained violinist. The couple started writing songs together in the 1940s. Their two sons, Del and Dane Bryant, remember the late-night songwriting sessions.
We did, truth be known, go to sleep to songs being written. We'd go to sleep just about every night hearing them writing songs or showing songs to various people who'd be at the house looking for material. And then they would sleep a good bit during the day when we were in school, and that was pretty much the drill for quite a while.
They had hits that Mama co-wrote, I mean, with Jimmy Dickens, Carl Smith, Kitty Wells, Frankie Lane, Tony Bennett.
In 1968, Felice and Bootalo Bryant took an assignment to compose old folks or golden years songs. Felice wearied of the task. She's quoted as saying, "How about a mountain song, a bluegrass thing, something lively and up-tempo and happy?" The tale that's been handed down goes that Bootalo Bryant started playing his guitar and hollered out, "Wish that I was on old Rocky Top down in the Tennessee hills." Felice was inspired, and the two finished their new song in 10 minutes, and the Osborne Brothers had a hit.
Wish that I was on old Rocky Top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, I still dream about that.
Rocky Top became a Tennessee state song in 1982. The Bryants never had a real place in mind.
When they wrote Rocky Top, there wasn't any mountain range or even mountain named Rocky Top. Everything came after Rocky Top. My father had a farm, and he just named a high hill on the farm. He said, "Well, that's where it is."
The couple opened the Rocky Top Village Inn in Gatlinburg, which Felice Bryant continued to run until recently. Bootalo Bryant died in 1987, and Felice Bryant died today. She was 77 years old.
Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee.